The Guardian.
The Foreign Office today publishes its annual Human Rights Survey. It's a big, glossy publication, and there are harsh words for countries like China. But the critics say the rhetoric doesn't translate into action. I asked our diplomatic editor, Julian Borgia, to explain the report.
Well, it restates Britain's commitment to human rights as an integral part of the country's foreign and defence policy. It lists a number of countries as areas of concern in human rights, says what they're doing wrong, and says what the UK is trying to do about it.
And I guess the question that people will be asking is, what does it say about China?
Well, it's got a lot to say about China. It's got a lot to say about Tibet. It's hard to argue that there any punches are pulled over China or any other of the countries involved. I think the main complaint by human rights groups is what happens the other 364 days of the year, and to what extent are these concerns that are raised in this book fed into normal day-to-day business with these countries.
And what has the reaction been from human rights groups, particularly about on that angle, about what business we do with these countries?
Well, it raises they raise the issue of China, for example, and say, okay, if we're so critical of what China is doing, both in terms of, you know, freedom of expression and so on within China itself and what's happening in Tibet, if we are so concerned, why is Gordon Brown lining up to go to the opening ceremonies of the Olympic Games, which is not it's not normal for heads of states all to do and heads of governments all to go to the opening ceremony. So why are we doing that? Why do we congratulate Medvedev on his election in Russia if we're so critical of the way that that election was conducted in this report, and so on and so on. A general feeling that these concerns, while they look very good in print and in this glossy brochure, aren't really being reflected in policy.
But the government presumably would say, well, look, we've got strategic aims around the world, and unfortunately some of the people that we need to do business with are not as concerned about human rights as we'd like them to be, but there are things that we've got to do.
Yes, and that is the argument that the government makes. I think the human rights groups are saying, okay, fine, well, don't make such a big deal about your commitment of human rights with this great big glossy brochure. I think their argument is one of hypocrisy. It's been made out to be this fundamental underlining of foreign policy that it isn't. To give one example, NGO called Safer World, which focuses on the arms trade, points out that Britain continues to export strategic goods to 18 of the top 21 countries it identifies as areas of concern. So we're making the point that business goes on as usual, notwithstanding these concerns about human rights.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.